Good morning. Welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Pentecost Sunday. Indeed, it's going to be a wonderful morning. Our church school children will lead us in worship today, and who really could lead us better in a birthday party? For Pentecost is the birthday of the church, the moment in time when God's people gathered, received God's Spirit, and then were scattered to spread it to the world. Indeed, I am sure we will feel God's Spirit this morning. But first, we have a few announcements. Eric?
Good morning. I'm Eric Vail, and I'm a member of Public Worship, and it's appropriate that today be a children's celebration that, to steal a phrase from Carol Ann, we at Public Worship have an opportunity for you. This summer, starting next month in July, we're looking for folks that are willing to share time with our younger disciples during the Thoughts for Children time. If you can read a story, or if you can tell a story from the Bible, or if you can just relate a personal experience how God has touched your life and want to share that with our children, please see Melissa, myself, any member of Public Worship, phone or email the church office, or put a note in the hospitality register and let us know that you'd like to help out this summer with our children. Thanks.
Jerry?
Whoop, go that way.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Good morning. Yard sales 2 weeks away. When I looked yesterday, there was no one signed up to help price and sort. So I know Frona's got her team ready to go for days. We really need help in the evenings. Also, anyone who has canopies we can borrow for the day of the sale, that would be much appreciated if you could let me know. And if people can save the tops off paper boxes, Sue sells those instead of plants, so that would be helpful as well. Carol Ann's party is 3 weeks from today. We've gotten lots of responses, but there's lots still outstanding. So if you could get those in, it would really be appreciated so we have a good count. Thanks a lot.
Let us prepare ourselves for a birthday party.
Breath of God, we Please stand if able for the call of worship. Today is a special day.
Today is Pentecost.
Today is the birthday of the church.
Pentecost is the day on which the followers of Jesus received the Holy Spirit.
It was 50 days after Easter.
People were gathered in Jerusalem.
There was a loud rush of wind and torches of fire appeared.
Today we celebrate God's love shown to us through God's Spirit.
Red is the color of Pentecost.
Red is the color of fire.
Red is the color of love.
God loves us and we love God. We are sad that we do not always remember that we are the church.
We do not always follow Jesus.
We share well together.
We forget the Spirit of God. Amen.
God is always making things new. We can begin again with God's Spirit as our helper.
Thanks be to God. Oh,
What a wildly wonderful world, God. You made it all with wisdom at your side, made overflow with your wonderful creations.
Oh, look, the deep, wide sea brimming with fish, past counting sardines and sharks and salmon.
Ships plow those waters, and Leviathan, your pet dragon, romps in them.
All the creatures look expectantly to you to give them their meals on time.
You come, and they gather around. You open your hand, and they eat from it.
If you turn your back, they die in a minute. Take back your spirit, and they die. Revert to original mud.
Send out your spirit, and they spring to life. The whole countryside in bloom and blossom.
The glory of God, let it last forever. Let God enjoy his creation.
He takes one look at earth and triggers an earthquake, points a finger at the mountains and volcanoes erupt.
Oh, let me sing to God all my life long, sing hymns to my God as long as I live.
Oh, let my song please him, I'm so pleased to be singing to God.
The second reading this morning is from Acts 2. But we're not going to let the children do all the work here. You have a role in this. So if you pull out a piece of paper that looks like this, it should have been in your bulletin, you will have either on it wind, spirit, fire, or language. Now, you guys, if I'm not sure you have a bulletin. Okay, so you can pick. You can be wind, or you can be fire, or you can be spirit, or you can be language. So the rest of you, here's what you're going to do. As I read the scripture and you hear your word, you will act it out. So if you're wind, here's what you do. If you're spirit, here's what you do. If you're fire, here's what you do. If you're language, here's what you do. You think they can do it? Let's practice. Wind. Good job. Spirit. All right. Fire. Language. You got it. So do you understand? When you hear your word, you do your action. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were together, all in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind. Excellent. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of a sudden, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?" Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Egypt, and the other parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're just filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Good job. This is not good. I only have part of my sermon. Holy Spirit, check it. All right, now we're ready. So how many of you folks sitting on these front pews like birthdays? Raise your hand. You like birthdays? How about over here? How about you folks? How many like birthdays? Me too. Indeed, it's fun to feel special and to have people celebrate the day on which you were born. And today, with your help, we're celebrating the day the church was born, and it's called Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the morning, as we just read, as well as acted about in our scripture reading, Jerusalem was buzzing. It was filled with people who had come to celebrate the spring harvest, the Jewish festival of Pentecost. And then suddenly, completely unexpected, the wind blew, the tongues of fire came down upon the people, and everyone began speaking in different languages. I imagine it was chaotic. And probably pretty baffling. And guess what? In the middle of the mess, the church was born. Indeed, birthdays should be celebrated. And the birthday of the church is no exception. So today we're doing just that, celebrating the birthday of the church. Well, birthdays have always been a big deal in my home. We have lots of great birthday traditions. And a homemade birthday cake is not one of them. But the birthday string game is one of them. On Erica and Robin's birthday, Bob and I would tie a string around their main gift. And then we'd find them. Perfect hiding place and hide that gift. Well, next we trailed the string back to our kitchen table, which, yes, was adorned with a Wegmans birthday cake. When the family party began, the birthday girl took the end of the string by the cake and began wrapping it in a ball while she followed the string. The effort was worth it because she knew there would be a gift at the other end of the string. Well, when the girls were small, the hunt was short and easy, usually from one room to the next. But as they grew, so did the challenge. And by that point, Bob and I spent hours planning, plotting, and preparing the adventure. My personal favorite expedition was one of Robin's birthday quests. She was in high school, which just gave us permission to be as mischievous as we wanted to be. We lived in the Highland Park area at that time, and on the day of February the 7th, her birthday, the next episode of the string game was about to begin. We gave her the end of the string, and slowly, methodically, she began the journey. The birthday string took her out the front door, around the corner, and down Goodman Street. It circled the cinema theater, and then went around the Highland Park Diner, then back up Clinton Avenue, and finally to the backyard of the house next door to us. Yes, one big broad circle. Bob and I just laughed as folks stared at Robin. What would she do when they didn't know? Erica just shook her head. As an 8-year-old, she was somewhat amused, but mostly embarrassed. And of course, we made her trek through the snow with us. Well, finally, Robin arrived at the end of the string, and she joyfully discovered a pair of cross-country skis. But the fun had been the journey. Wegman cakes, balloons, and strings, all part of a birthday in the Strawbridge household. And as I was thinking about Pentecost and birthdays this week, I thought about that birthday string game, and it occurred to me that our faith journey is somewhat like the string game. The journey is unknown. We don't always know where we're going. We turn corners, sometimes even backtrack, often go in circles. We laugh. Sometimes we are amused, but sometimes just not so much. But all the time, we anticipate the gift of God's Spirit, not just at the end, but all along the way. So in the spirit of the birthday of the church, I'm going to play the birthday string game. Now, since I only have a few cheat sheets along the journey, I ask you to be grace-filled as I dare to venture away from my script. And after all, our faith journey is all about discovering God's grace. So let us begin. At the moment of our baptisms, we are joyfully welcomed into the family of God. the body of Christ, the church. During this sacrament, God's Spirit descends upon us as we are assured that the astonishing news of the empty cross is our news also, that new life is possible. Even new life for us. Because sometimes things look so despairing, it's hard to imagine that there will be a new day. But God assures us of that. And throughout our lives, we're challenged and comforted and guided by the stories of God's people who've experienced the absolute, steadfast love of God. And those people, they give us hope. They tell us that God never leaves us. God never abandons us. And we gather around this sacred table. Our Presbyterian faith tradition tells us that the Holy Spirit is present in this sacrament. The Holy Spirit is making the common incredibly extraordinary. We break bread, we share the cup, and we're united in one community through Christ. And the Spirit restores us to wholeness. Once again, wholeness, new life. The string doesn't end here, nor does the story, nor does God's gift of the Spirit. For though the Spirit was given to us on Pentecost, and we receive it again in our baptisms and experience it again in communion, God calls us to take that Spirit out into the world. Well, you and I know that there is a big world out there, that it's bubbling over with need. What really can each one of us do? The need is so great. But then we discover that we are no longer on each. Instead, we are the church, the community of Jesus Christ. And together, we can bring the love of God into our world. Together, we can be the hands, the feet, the voice of God. Happy birthday, church. For through the Holy Spirit, we are indeed the body of Christ. Let us pass it on. Amen.
listed in your bulletin because it's a surprise. Couldn't pass up this chance for us to sing something for Carol Ann. Well, we have all the kids up on their risers today. We know she's not leaving yet, but we have a special song. Carol Ann, you have shown us your spirit, and you've been all fired up about our children and our young people in this church for a long time. You have given us your love, and this blessing shows that you do have ours today and always.
Thank you. That was just the most wonderful gift. I love each one of you. Thank you.
Cam and I have truly enjoyed teaching the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders this year, and they're smart, intelligent, talented, and speaking of talent, all those beautiful drawings that you saw up there were done by Alea Binko. And they amaze us. Yes, give her a hand, because truly, that took a lot of time and dedication with all the work that she had from school and so forth. So, thank you, Alea. And they amaze us with how much they know the Bible. So, it is with mixed emotion that we say goodbye to Ryan Davis, Zachary Henshin, and Rachel Kelly as they move up to the junior high youth group. The good thing is that we'll continue to see them in church. Each of them will receive a gift of the Bible. Rachel and Ryan will receive a hymnal from Mrs. White as a thank you for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to singing in the junior choir. We will certainly miss hearing their beautiful voices in this choir, but hope they will be part of the youth choir so we can continue to enjoy their singing. Before they are presented with their gifts, I wanted to share a little bit of information about each of them. Ryan, can you step forward for me so everybody can see you? Ryan currently attends the Cosgrove School in Spencerport. He plays the trumpet, and I've heard him. He's awesome. He enjoys playing baseball. He has been doing so since first grade. He enjoys swimming, and he just started playing tennis. And guess what his favorite subject is? Science. So we have a future scientist right here. So congratulations, Ryan, as you move up to junior high. Rachel Kelly attends the Roth Middle School in Henrietta. She participates in Soul Singers, which is a church choir at her school. She has been playing the violin for 3 years. She plans on concentrating on her singing, and will continue with Soul Singers and being more involved in the regular school choir. We have heard Rachel sing with her brother Tommy, and know she has a beautiful voice. Don't be surprised if we see her someday on American Idol. So congratulations as you move up to junior high. Zachary Henschen attends the Gates Chailai Middle School. He plays the trombone, and he's also very good at the trombone. I've heard him. He has been taking karate since first grade and will soon achieve his black belt. So everyone, please watch out for Zachary. Congratulations as you move up to junior high. And Kim and I would just like to say a big thank you to our assistant, Allison Tuttle. She is just awesome, amazing, and so great with the children, and they love her. So I'm so happy that Kim and I are so happy that she'll be coming back in September to help us. So thank you.
Well, last Sunday we weren't able to gather the prayers from all the people. I'll tell you what, throughout our gathering time during this week, it really was evident as to how much this is part of who we are, is to gather these prayers, to speak them out loud, and to continue to hold these prayers throughout the week. What a gift. So at this time, I invite you to share your prayers of joy, your prayers of concern. Raise your hand if you would like to share one. And kids, you all know that each Sunday we read those prayers that you gather in Sunday school. So if you have a prayer this morning and want to speak into the microphone and share it, you're invited to. Just raise your hand and let us know, okay?
I'd actually, like to start with thanking our teachers and our helpers and our subs this year. You've all been great, and I'd like to point out that they all made it through unscathed. We'll be looking for teachers again in the fall. As I call your name, if you'd stand, we have a gift for you. Beth Marconi, Jenna Hasenlop, Rachel Molina, Katie Oman, Rebecca Jarvis, Abby Jarvis, Lauren Jarvis, Alex Thornton, Dave Fish, Jossie Pym, Heather Pym, David Keeling, Anne-Marie Sim, Cam Mossgraver, Allie Tuttle, and our wonderful subs, Carol Henschen, Linda Sidori, Vicki Gutile, Mary Beth McKenzie, and Sue Birkbeck. Please join me in giving them a round of applause. Thank you.
Prayers of joy for this amazing group of people.
Great prayers of joy. Thank you to all of you who help teach our children the stories of the Bible. I saw a microphone over here. Marge.
Marge Westfall. I'd like to thank all of many people who sent me cards, phone calls, and so forth, and the death of my sister. She was 109 years old, but it's never easy to lose someone you love.
Prayers for you, Marge.
I would just like to say a special thanks to that wonderful, wonderful Debbie White for years and years and years and years of wonderful music. Thank you.
Amen.
Allison Tuttle.
Scott Tuttle.
We'd like to pray for our mom, who just went through another surgery on Friday afternoon, as she is recovering from her third surgery after she was diagnosed with breast cancer back in October. Prayers for her, please.
Continued prayers.
Hi, Peter Derry. We've just got back from Michigan, and I'd like prayers for our daughter-in-law's mother and stepfather. They're both dealing with some very serious medical issues. And for a friend of ours who's had medical problems for a year and still no diagnosis, she's now at the Mayo Clinic. So I'd appreciate the prayers for them. Thank you.
Ann Haig. I'd like prayers for my youngest sister, who is emotionally unstable and going through a really bad crisis right now. Thank you.
Prayers for your sister. Barb Wallens, we have prayers of thanksgiving that Natalie's getting married on Saturday.
Yay!
But we also need prayers for safe travel, because almost everyone's coming in from out of state, including Natalie and Patrick. So thank you. Prayers for upcoming weddings and travel. Anyone else? Oh, we've got some over here. Hi, go ahead.
Cake.
Prayers for cake.
Which we invite you to in the fellowship hall after worship.
Read my mind, my goodness. Amen. Got another prayer over here. Go ahead.
Yesterday I was at my Uncle Kevin's birthday party and I fell out of his tree and broke my arm.
Aww. Prayers for healing. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
My birthday is next month.
Prayers of joy for a birthday. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Yep.
The bus driver for the turtle bus has passed away. He died.
Your turtle, prayers for your sadness for not the turtle. So turtle didn't die, the bus driver died. Prayers for the bus driver's family. Got it.
I have a prayer of joy. My dad, Richard Kern, will be going on honor flight on the 28th of June. He will finally get the welcome home he deserves as a Korean War vet on the front lines.
Amen.
Thank you.
Prayers for not as many days of school left.
Yay, that's a prayer of joy. Not many school days left. So prayers for the kids and their excitement and parents, whatever we'll call what we've got going on. Do we have any others?
And I ask for prayers for a young adult in our congregation going through a real challenging time.
Hi, Jenny Barley. Special prayers for my son-in-law. I always do this. Peter Crane, Colton's father, left this week to climb Mount Rainier.
Wow.
And we're particularly concerned about this because this past week, 6 climbers and 2 guides fell and are presumed dead. Mm-hmm. So we're very concerned about him. So well, thank you for your prayers.
We'll hold him in prayers, and you too, Ginny. All right, do I have any?
Okay, I hope I'm the last one. I'd like to ask for prayers for my niece, Bridget. She's only 30 and undergoing breast cancer surgery tomorrow. So we'd like you to keep her in our prayers.
Keep her in our prayers. All right. The Holy Spirit embodies the life force of the universe, the power of God, and the animating energy in all things that we feel here in this room. On this great celebration that includes cake of Pentecost, I invite you to pray with me. Spirit of God, we long to be open to your presence in our church and in our lives. Fill us with your wind and fire that we might be enlivened again. Help us hear the words as if for the first time, that they may touch us anew. Give us visions and dreams of what you long for in your creation, that we might begin to live them in reality. Come, Holy Spirit, keep moving in this church, in our times of worship, and in our very selves. So we keep moving around us, among us, within us, and keep moving us so that we can be creators of movement in the world. May our movements be the one that soar to new heights and come alongside those who are grieving, burdened, or oppressed. We pray this morning for those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. those who are ill at home or in the hospital, those who wake up and go to bed every day with worry and fear in their hearts. This morning, God, we also pray for Lynn Smythe, who is in ICU at Strong, for their family and all the friends that surround Lynn. We pray for lands and communities where there is extreme poverty, violence, and weather. God, we pray for those whom the wind is something they fear. Living God, you gave us your Son Jesus to teach us, to build us up as communities of faith. We pray for the church, for the strength and faith to be guided by your love that disorders and confuses our well-planned lives, that indeed is in every wiggle and giggle, squeak and squawk. We offer these prayers and the prayer your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Wow, the temptation is great standing right here. So
soon.
Let us celebrate, continue our celebrations this morning with the offering.
Thank you, God, for all of the many gifts you have given us. We thank you for our families, our friends, our pets, our church, and our lives. Help us to share with others. In our love for you, amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come around me. For you to wave your flame and take God's love into the world. God, the Creator, blesses us with gifts and grace.
God, the Divine Spirit, gives us good news to share.
Let us go and live in the Spirit. Amen.